Dennis, is that a good point in the end?
Absolutely. You know, with the fixtures we got to go, it's another one chalked off. And the most important thing was to get a point so it keeps Nuneaton's goal difference, you know, away from us. So, you know, still in our hands, I think. We just got to win next week and that pretty much might secure it.
Real battling performance today.
Yeah, it was tough conditions, really tough conditions. But yeah, we battled away. The chances were minimal for both sides. And right at the end, both teams, we had one just on the line, couldn't get it over. And then they had the chance where it went through there. So, you know, I think a draw was a fair result. I think they're happy with that draw and we're happy with it too.
And terrific double save from Fabian Spies at the end there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When he went through there, we say that to Daniels. He's had two efforts. He saved the first, and then I think two of our other players slid across the goals. I think he's deflected off of one of them and out for a corner. But no, look, I think no one deserved to win the game today, but it's a really tough battling performance away from home.
And a good defensive display, and that's two clean sheets in a row now.
Yeah, I thought Pidge and Nate were unbelievable today, especially Pidge. Did he put one foot wrong today? I don't know. He's just absolutely immense. Dylan showed tremendous quality. Zach Mills, they played like a proper back four today. And like you say, two clean sheets. So, you know, it's a way of winning football matches.
Going back to the ramifications of today's result, the pressure is all on Nuneaton now, isn't it, who play on Tuesday night?
Well, they've got to catch 4 points up, you know, and if we're to beat them next week, they've got to catch 7 points up. So, you know, yeah, it's all on them because, as we've seen as the season's gone on, you know, when everyone were going, you know, but they've got four games now, But once they've played them, they're no points further in front of us. So they've still got to get these 4 points and they've got three away games coming up. So it's tough for them to do it. But we'll wait for their result on Tuesday. But I'm sure if we win on Saturday, that will be it done. Because if we win on Saturday, that means Tamworth can't catch us. And obviously if we win on Saturday, depending on how they get on, that'll be either 4 or 7 points away from us. With two games to go, so a win next week will pretty much do it.
We'll be keeping tabs of that game on Tuesday night. We'll be going to watch it.
I won't be going to watch it, no, but we'll keep tabs on it. But like I say, as long as we win that game next Saturday, we'll either be 4 points or 7 points clear of them with two games to go. So even if they won and we're both in at the final Saturday, we'll either be 1 point in front or 4 points in front if we win next week. That's why today was important to get a point, because otherwise their goal difference would have been better than ours. So the point was massive today.
And what an occasion that's going to be next Saturday. And your players are rising to the occasion at the moment with these big games.
Yeah, they're getting like a Bakewell tart, aren't they? They're starting to rise at the right time. No, or a Yorkshire pudding, I don't know. But no, we're doing well. That's 4 games unbeaten, 2 clean sheets. We're in good form and we've got lots of confidence moving forward, but the season really depends on next week. You know, if we lose it, it ain't the end of it, because obviously mathematically we can still do it, but it would really be an uphill struggle. But a win or a point puts us in the driver's seat.
Took Kane Felix off early in the second half. Was that injury or was that tactical?
No, he's just got to do better. You know, today, you know, him and Lewis Hilliard, and I told him at half time, you're in a massive game and you need to do more. You need to do more. You can't just stand around watching people run off you. And we gave him a job to do and he didn't do it. So if he ain't prepared to do it, somebody else can have a chance of doing it. These are big games, and if they want to play in them, they need to concentrate and they need to do what's right for the team. They get given their instructions, and if they can't carry out the instructions, we'll give the instructions to somebody else, because the game's far too important. I can't afford to have people on the pitch that ain't prepared to give me 100%. And today, unlike the last few weeks, Kane's been excellent and Lewis has been excellent. Today, for whatever reason, I wasn't happy with the first half performance.
And you at least have got a few options, though, if players aren't doing the business. The injuries have eased and you've got a few options on the bench.
Yeah, absolutely. So certainly in attacking areas. And with every week goes past, you know, we might get some defensive cover back. You know, Joe Burgess might be available next week. Mars is a lot closer. Jonah's going to play a game in the week, Richard Jones for the 21. So we've got no defensive cover, although we can switch players around from further up the pitch, like Garns can go further back. But no, we've got loads of forward options. So if they don't want to do it, then somebody else can do it.